Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Did you jump before you were pushed? Can we be fair about the situation at Kentucky?
Yeah, I don't think that was the case.
How does Arkansas know you're available if you're happy at Kentucky?
A good friend of mine, John Tyson.
Oh, there we go. You're going to hear that plenty more here on the Round Table today. That was John Calipari on with Dan Patrick. He's also on with Jim Rome. We'll get to that sound. Mark Pope talked to John Fanta. We'll discuss that. There's a local pseudo radio beef, I guess. Phil Baker is the way we want to talk about that. Zach Cantrell with me as well here live in the Liquor Bar Studios. It's the Round Table. ESPN 680-1057-437-9680 is the way to get into the show. If you want to interact or ask Phil a question or Zach, it's Ask Zach Anything Thursday. How about that?
Well, he broke down Father's Day tips on the show last Sunday, so that was like basically,
okay.
You'd love it. It was like, yeah, whatever the dad wants, dad gets.
Yeah, that's kind of how my Father's Day went. It was great. My wife understands the assignment, as Mark Pope likes to say, Kentucky basketball. They understand the assignment, Phil. The assignment is to bring number 9 back to Rupp Arena. That's the assignment. She understood the assignment on Father's Day. I was treated like a king. It was fantastic. So yes, I get that. So ask Zach Cantrell Anything Thursday at 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. I'm kidding, kind of. And the LMPD just again.
Oh,
Phil,
they can ask me whatever. I don't care.
I know.
I'm an open book.
You are an open book, Zach. You're an open book. You're like Moby Dick. You're just laying on the coffee table with your pages opened. Read about Ishmael and Captain Ahab and Queequeg and stabbing the whale. Yes.
I want the text line to ask Zach, you see, about LMPD. I think we need to go down this rabbit hole and just break down the photos that Jason Riley put on Twitter and let him break all of that down in all of its glory.
God bless
Plus.
Jason Riley.
That's my show on OAN Plus. That's all we talk about.
That is
the LMPD and everything else.
One of these days, you're going to have an OAN Plus podcast. That's what I want.
Here
at ESPN Louisville, I want you to have a podcast, Zach, where all you talk is politics and local doings like this. And like, I don't want to. Here's where it's difficult for me, Phil. I think you'll sympathize with this. Like, I don't want to make light of it because, you know, these are serious allegations, but, you know, this is like a weekend at Norton Commons. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just, you know, like swingers.
He's wearing his pineapple shirt
swapping.
Today.
I'm actually wearing a Cleveland Brown shirt, which actually might not be better. Deshaun Watson. It's probably worse.
I wasn't going to go there, but I'm glad you did.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm very self-aware of things. And so, like, when I wear my Browns gear, like, I know that there's a stigma attached to it. Like, I'm not a Deshaun Watson fan. I wasn't a fan of the deal. The deal was atrocious. But, you know, I still have to support my team. It doesn't mean I have to support Deshaun Watson.
You know, it's funny. This is where my mind goes. As we get we need to bring back the Magic Mike flow chart. This is where my mind goes. Zachy C. saying he's an open book. You said you were treated like a king on Father's Day. Two things pop into my mind off the bat, and I got to blurt them out before I lose them. Last week, Anna and I swapped days.
Yes, yeah, you were on Wednesday, she's on Thursday.
So you were saying you were driven around at times. This is why your wife drives you around like a king. I was in the garage last week. You were backing in, and you just nail your side mirror.
Yes, and
you're like, this is why my... And you rolled down your window. It's like, do I got space? This is why my wife drives me everywhere.
Yes.
I saw that with my own eyes. I am not making that up at all.
I'm a terrible driver.
Look, I've heard you share stories about that, and now it lived up to it. Also, Zachy C saying he's an open book, and he's opinionated on things. This is where my mind goes. I got to blurt these things out.
Yeah, sure.
Whenever the Kenny Payne stuff was going on about being a big-time program and were they or were they not going to fire him at the Christmas break, Zachy C's crutch, dare I say, was if you're a big boy program, you need to do big boy things and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had three people that I've never talked to, and I looked them up like on Twitter, and they were like, affiliated with the university. Like, I would imagine they would be in the know on this, and it's like, tell that guy to shut up. He doesn't know what he's talking about, like, in terms of the financials on that. And like, it's not to call you out, but it's but it just goes the show. Like, Zachy C's, like, you know, moving the needle.
He is
like,
moving the needle.
He's saying these things.
They're sweating over there on Floyd Street when Zach Cantrell's on the mic.
It could be BS titles over there and stuff like that, but it was like somebody's like, well, they got a UofL, like, in there. They may be in the know. And yeah, so that's where my mind goes when Zachy C says he's an open book. He calls it the way he sees it.
He does call it the way he sees it.
I regret nothing. I still say it. Big boy programs do big boy things. Well, I don't care what they think.
That's right.
Yeah,
you
tell them, Zach. You showed them.
You show them.
So that was what the little fills inside my head had the coal going into the furnace.
Right.
When my mind of Inside Out was thinking inside there is you being chauffeured around on your throne on it like
and
a
now
king.
You don't understand why
boy,
this is the case.
The crunch the side mirror made. And it honestly didn't do as much damage as I thought it would do.
It knocked that plastic cover off and we just popped, or actually you popped it right back on. But there's no, you know, dents or...
You just had this shrug. You had the Michael Jordan shrug against the Blazers. Like, it happens. Like, this is what it is. And that's why your wife drives you everywhere in her chariot.
I drove Andy one time. One time. So it was his going away party.
Oh, from
Caesar Southern Indiana. So he's like, hey, do you mind picking me up? Because I wasn't going to stay very long. I didn't stay very long. I stayed long enough, but I had to go home. And he's like, I'm going to stay through the night. Nikki, his wife, is going to come get him. He's like, but can you take me? I was like, oh, that's fine. So I picked him up from his house in the minivan, and we drove up there together. And the entire time, he just looks terrified because of my driving. It's and here's the thing, Phil. I passed the...
You stopped at the Rustic Frog.
I don't need to do that. And Afro Man wasn't playing this time, so we did not stop at the...
He popped up in my algorithm the other day.
Afro Man did?
The Kentucky song.
What was it? He has a Kentucky song?
We cannot play it. I'll play it for you during the break.
I'm sure it is great. He's great.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. No. But Afro Man wasn't playing at the Rustic Frog.
So we drove past the Rustic
Frog.
He's
winking at me.
There was no stopping or anything like that. And he just looked terrified the entire time of driving. And then we finally pull up, we park, and he looked at me. He goes, I understand why your wife drives you around now.
So I remember the story, but I can't remember. Were you a fast or a slow driver?
I'm slow.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I'm a slow driver. Yeah. I'm not fast.
Is it a problem with your eyes, or you're just like very just like...
I don't know. I just don't like it. I just don't. I hate to drive. I've said this a million times. If I hit one of these Powerball or Mega Millions, you know, like $800 million or whatever jackpot, I would never drive again.
Oh,
ever.
Look,
ever.
I have cousins in like D.C., the Baltimore area, in New York, and even some in Chicago in the public transit. Like, people scoff at that. Like, but my God. Like, I would I would not drive anywhere either. It was amazing just being in Baltimore. It's like, oh, I'm going to go down to D.C., take it for, you know,
you take
$25 bucks.
Yeah.
Take the Amtrak, and I'm there. I don't have to. I can read. I can listen to stuff.
Right.
I sound like I'm 90 years old. But I sound like Joe Biden's Amtrak plan.
Pete Buttigieg, this is what he's doing. The infrastructure is going to hell because of Mayor Pete. I'm kidding. But no, that's exactly what happened. So you saw it in person. Now you understand why I'm not driving around. It's just it's terrible. Now we have plenty to get to on the show today. Okay,
breaking news, real quick.
Yeah, breaking news. Zach Cantrell just whispered in our ear. JJ Redick is set to become the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. And how stupid is this? I'm sorry. Like, how dumb is this? Like, what does he bring to the table other than he's JJ Redick and he talks about basketball on ESPN? I don't know his coaching acumen. I don't know if he's ever coached before.
He drinks line with LeBron and breaks down plays, and that makes him a genius.
Makes him a genius.
I loved J.J. Redick when he was in college, by the way.
You were the one that wasn't a Duke player.
I loved J.J. Redick.
Really?
I don't know what it was about. I tried to emulate it in my recreational pickup.
So you're like a little J.J. Redick.
Yeah, without the sleeve tag.
Without the sleeve tag.
Yeah, I loved him. I loved it. Greg Paulus, a J.J. Redick.
Oh, Greg Paulus. The good old days.
The Whites.
Well, it's Duke. Well, now it's Kentucky.
I mean, Shams has got to be taking a victory lap right now.
Shams called it. He's like, hey, if Dan Hurley doesn't get this job, it's going to be J.J. Redick. I mean, we all know LeBron's calling the shots. Like, J.J. Redick's going to be LeBron's sidekick. We know that J.J. Redick's going to call a play. LeBron says, no, bleep that. We're doing this. And J.J. Redick's going to say, okay, yes, sir. Like, that's what it's going to be. And now Cal's lamenting that he wants Anthony Davis to go somewhere else, so he'll be the centerpiece again. And he doesn't want it riding LeBron's coattails and all that. He wants them to go somewhere else.
I'm telling you. Look, we'll get into NBA draft talk next week with all the Kentucky players that are in the mock drafts. But I'm telling you, if you're these other team, I would take Bronny hostage, man. I'm taking him hostage.
Take him hostage. Detroit Pistons.
Give up 8 picks for Bronny. Come on, LBJ.
That's been his take. He's like, he wants his Pistons to draft Bronny James.
Well, they have all the money in the world, apparently, because they just gave Monty Williams $65 million.
He's getting 20 mil from the Suns.
Shout out to Charlie Wise, baby. Yeah.
Did you read the rundown of Monty Williams, like how much money he gets paid from teams not to coach? It's staggering.
You'll never hear from me again.
But he'll be a coach again sometime.
Of course he will.
Someday he'll be coaching the Raptors one day. Or you'll look up, he's coaching the Wizards. I'm like, why, Monty Williams? Like, you're not good at this. You stink. You're getting all the money in the world to not coach. Why coach? Be Ed Orgeron. Be Jimbo Fisher. Just disappear and never talk to anyone again and date supermodels and live on an island. That's what I would do.
That's one of the great Ed Orgeron stories. And he's like, I didn't want to get fired or whatever. And they told him how much money. He's like, I'll be first out, brother.
Yeah. Show me where the door is, brother.
Go Tigers.
I'll go out the door with the Tigers. But yeah, that's exactly it. So we have John Calipari sound, because he was on Dan Patrick and Jim Rome. So we have sound from him. We have sound from Mark Pope, who sat down with John Fanta. We'll discuss that. And there was a tweet that proved me, I don't know if it proved me right, but I mean, I had takes on Stoops, and I just continue to get verified and validated from these records here that I'm looking at right now with Mark Stoops has done in Kentucky here recently. Also, there was a Twitter beef today that will warm Phil's heart, and because he knows both of these gentlemen, and it's about soccer.
Right in my wheelhouse. Look, I got sent. I haven't read it. I've been sent screenshots, and I just saw the first line, and then you told me right as I was sending my two screenshots of this. So I'm excited to break this down with the heretics and soccer bennies out there, the soccer stewies out there.
I just want you to know that Lachlan McClain's one of the people involved in this.
Shocker.
That's all you needed. That's all the audience needed to hear. They just need to hear two words, Lachlan McClain. And now they're locked in the radio. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to tease it until like 4:30.
Okay.
Because we have other things we need to do. We'll have the Blitz at 4, Ty Spalding, Cam Drummond. They'll be on Andy Sweeney at 5 o'clock for his normal Friday spot. So Phil.
Thursday.
God.
It's summer. Every day's Friday to
Every day's
right
Friday
now.
To me. I mean, I'll be transparent. Before I came up here, I was having lunch and beers with my buddy Terry.
Shout out.
There we go.
There it is.
Cluckers.
Okay, we're Cluckers,
Southern Indiana. You know what I mean?
Okay.
225 domestic pints today.
Okay.
That was the deal. So we were eating a little chicken wrap. He had the boneless wings.
Now, is this right on the river? Is this right by the Big Four Bridge?
No. This one is there's two of them. There's one in Jeff.
Oh,
that's the one you're thinking of. There's one in New Albany that's literally 3 minutes from my house.
Oh, that's dangerous.
They know me by name. I don't have a Big Easy stool yet. Like, you know, Big Easy has the chair with his name on it at the bar, the wine bar.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
He's got. I don't have that yet.
You should just get a stamp and just put a tape of like mastic tape. It'd be perfectly with the permanent markers.
Exactly.
Just as like Andy's, you know, the kid Andy from Toy Story on the bottom of his foot. You just have a looks like a ransom
big
note
rig.
On the stool, big rig, and it's like all slurred as the beers continue to go throughout the day.
Pile up.
Just looks like a ransom note that you left for Cluckers.
Yeah, but people there, so they know that. They know that I'm on the radio there. And so, which makes it interesting. Two things. I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, but every once in a while, I just want to go in there, have a couple of beers, some onion rings, and just, you know, take a breath as I leave the home with my four children and everything.
But they want you to do the show?
They want me to do the show.
Yeah.
They start asking me about sports, and I'm like, ugh. So, okay, and I'll start talking to them. They're all nice, like the nicest dudes, and they're cool as hell, and some of them listen every day. So if you think I'm talking about you, I'm not. Kind of, I am. But it's like, you know, it's one of those things where I'm happy to do it. Don't get me wrong. But there's some days where I'm just beat. I'm just beat.
Is that Dwight Whitten?
Is that Vanetti? Vanetti gained a lot of weight. Why is Vanetti so fast and not Italian? Or so fat, not Italian. Not fast, but why is he so fat?
He's probably cleaning up at the JCC pool right as we speak. He's encroaching on my territory now these days. So, I mean, trust me. He's just holding court.
He's shoving you out of the way the way Rummage is trying to shove me out of the way for Holy Cross High School.
Dude, it's like he's tweeting out photos about him. I mean, you better...
Sweeney needles me on a daily basis about that.
You better hike your leg and pee on a fire hydrant or something over there. I mean, you got to do something.
And I keep going back at him like, no, I have multiple plaques with my name on it in that school. Until Steve Rummage gets plaques with his name on it in that school, sorry, he's not overtaking me.
Okay.
That's just the way it is.
Now, have we been at that promise? I know you got a ton of things you want to get through with Mark Pope. Now, we haven't talked about House of Dragon. Have you watched?
Yes, watched
the first one. Okay, and I know Zach hasn't. He doesn't even know anything about Game of Thrones, which is crazy because he's all good on Sopranos. But what did you take away?
The Sopranos is much better. Obviously.
You haven't even watched Game of Thrones. I love the Sopranos.
You would like it.
But yeah,
I love the Sopranos. Yeah, I've never seen Game of Thrones.
You would
never
like Game of Thrones.
Really?
You would. I promise you would.
Any
it's great.
Show that I say this all the time. If you're willing to kill off a main character, you get credibility in my personal record book.
Yes.
In terms. So when things like that happen, you're like, okay, this show's not messing around. Things like I'm with you in terms, because are you just kind of standoffish of like the medieval and the dragons?
Right. No,
the fantasy
fine.
Stuff.
Okay, because no, that's how that. I was when I initially started watching. I was like, this is stupid. I don't want to see another
dragons.
Harry Potter
dragon. Puff the magic dragon.
Imagine like mobsters in medieval times.
Mm. I mean, I did watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah, this is much better.
This is much better than Walking Dead.
Because The Walking Dead fell off quickly.
After season 5, it was over.
Oh yeah,
it was done.
Yeah.
Like it was. But no, you'd like that. So to your point, it's got a lot of nudity. You'd like that too.
Right, Sam. In his wheelhouse.
Right in your
not
wheelhouse.
Not into incest. Just saying.
It's
I've
not
heard
all
about
incest.
This. Not all of it is.
Not all of it's incest. I mean, there's a little bit of incest.
Okay.
Come on, like Zach, like that's your line in the sand.
Yeah,
you're gonna stop. That's out of all the smut that I know that you've seen. That's the line in the sand.
You know they're not really related in the show.
Yeah, I know.
Like the actor and the actress that are doing the deed.
Yes.
Aren't really brother and sister.
Yeah, not in real life.
Okay, go there. You go.
That's I'm aware
all you
of
need
that.
To know. So
yeah, I mean, come on. We can overcome that obstacle. In the name of theater, Zach, you see, you can overcome. That obstacle.
Suspend your imagination.
Well, that's hard to do.
But to your point, so I like it a lot. Like,
okay,
it's to be
one episode in, right?
One episode in. But here's the only, and I talked about it a little bit on Monday.
Okay,
here's the only issue I have with the show so far. Doesn't it feel like to you when you're watching it compared to not the first like two seasons of Game of Thrones, but from like third season on, and then last season, the first season of House of Dragon? Doesn't it just kind of look cheap? Like, I think the FX are off in this season. And like
that's where I heard you talking about.
Yeah, the background is kind of like, it just looks like a set now instead of it doesn't look authentic. Like, I feel like they're in like the show's, you know, each episode's like hundreds of million dollars, like per episode that they spend on this thing. Like, I don't want to know how much they spend on the entire series or the entire season. But I'm like, if you're spending that much money, like, make it look better. I just feel like the aesthetics of it have dropped off.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't notice that. Did notice the kicking of the dog that everybody got upset about. Did you see that?
He
was on Sons of Anarchy, right?
Yes.
What I thought. I was like, I know this guy from some. Anyways, without spoiling too much, obviously.
But there's a dog that is kicked.
Yeah,
people are mad about
it. People are upset about it. So
I think the dog really wasn't kicked. It's just acting.
It looked malnourished to begin with.
Like, it did. It's an old dog. It's a mutt.
Yes.
A street dog.
Yes, it was.
It's a street dog.
Not Kathina Pal.
No.
But see, so these are some of the things that... So I didn't have as much problem with it. It's just... I get the algorithm knows that I'm like watching it now.
Yeah,
it just like gives me all these little sidebars of like, this is what happened in the book. This is what was going on.
Sure.
Then. So it's a lot to take in. I need a flow chart with the names they start throwing around, like a master key to keep up with.
Right. Well, there's multiple podcasts you can listen to that go episode by episode.
No, I mean like while I'm watching the episode. Like sometimes they say the name, like the newer names,
right.
And I'm like, okay,
that's tough.
This took me a while.
Yeah.
And look, I love the original ones. I know the final season people have mixed opinions about.
Yeah.
But I need that now with this new set of names of like, okay, so Baratheon, Targaryen.
Who's married to who?
Yeah, exactly. It's taking a while.
Are they cousins? Are they aunt and uncle? Like, what's going on? No, I understand completely because I remember, because I even read the book, which is like, it's not like, it's a fiction book, obviously, but it's set up to be more of a, like, historical, like a maester. You know, like the maesters, they're the ones that wear the chains in the show.
Yes.
Like, they're the doctors or whatever. Like, basically, a maester sat and wrote the history of the Targaryen family, and George R. R. Martin published it. It's called House of Dragon. Anyway, but in the book, it kind of gives you like a historical summation from Aegon the Conqueror up until Robert Baratheon and his rebellion.
Interesting.
And so this is just one section of the Targaryen history where it becomes the big war that happens, the Dance of the Dragons, where you have the Targaryen Greens and Targaryens, I think the Targaryen Green, the Targaryen Black, they fight with each other, and there's going to be a lot of dragon wars and stuff. It's going to be really, really
cool. This season, you think that's...
I don't know if the dragon war will start this season, but we've already seen more dragon fighting than we saw in like all of Game of Thrones.
Right,
So there you go.
I know we got nerdy for 10 minutes, so apologies on that.
It was funny that you brought this up with your algorithm during House of Dragons, because you were getting all the House of Dragons content Sunday night. I was not. This tells you the difference between my algorithm and your algorithm. Guess what dominated my algorithm Sunday night?
What is this?
Chuck Schumer. It was Chuck Schumer's grill. Like, I'm sitting there, I'm waiting for it, because I'm watching the show, and I'm like looking on Twitter for reactions and people that just
do,
and all these things, and it's just dominated by Chuck Schumer memes.
Yes,
and
see, I didn't get that.
Him and his crap grill and his uncooked cheeseburger with two slices of American cheese on it.
Dominated it. Today, it was like 8 years ago today, was the Battle of the Bastards was popping up on my algorithm.
Yeah.
So, look, it's... Zach, you should watch it. You're looking for stuff that you need to watch. It's not as good as The Sopranos and a lot of elements of it. It has its high moments and it has some low. But
the acting,
overall,
the acting is not. The main actors are really good,
right?
Like the main character is really good. The ancillary side actors aren't as good as like Sopranos. Like every actor knocked it out of the park, whether they were a main character or a side character, they were all great. Where with Game of Thrones and House of Dragons, some of the side actors are like, So, yeah, that's to me, that's the main difference.
It's good. Before your football season starts, Zach, you should binge watch it. It's not terrible. It could be better in some parts, but it's enjoyable.
Seasons 1 through 4 of Game of Thrones are immaculate. It's some of the best TV ever produced.
Yeah, the thing that stopped me a little bit is I heard from everybody that the last season is just garbage, and some people think it ruins the show.
It's not. It doesn't ruin the show for me, because you still have those awesome moments that you'll never recreate.
Yeah.
Because there are moments where you're watching the show, you're like, you'll never recreate that. Like the shock and the awe and everything. But when it comes to the final season, it wasn't very good. But it's one of those things where if you like the show and you just kind of want to see how things wrap up, it's not the best wrap up. Actually, it's a really poopy wrap up. But at least you get a little, solace at the end.
Yeah, no, that's a appropriate way to look at it, considering there's parts in which you're just like, okay, I went into it, my expectations were so low from one of my buddies, like, this is a terrible ending, because I was playing catch up. I didn't watch it. Actually, I take that back. The final season, I was caught up by everything,
so
I was doing, but I didn't watch it like as it was happening, and people were dunking on it and saying it was how bad it was. So it was, trust me, it wasn't good, but it wasn't as bad as like people made it out to be.
Right.
To me. That's how low they had the bar for it. So it surpassed it barely, but it was to the point where it's like, just put a bow on it.
Well, it ruined, one of the reasons why I was ruined, I know we're getting really into the weeds with this, but that's okay. What else we got to do today other than play some Mark Pope and John Calipari sound? But with for me, like after I watched the first season, I immediately went out and got the books, and I read all the books. So I knew everything that was going on before it happened. And what happened, like what killed the show, not killed the show, but what made it take a drastic turn the other way was George R. R. Martin quit producing the original content, so the showrunners had to write the scripts themselves, and they're not good at it.
Right.
They're good at adapting what he had already written to the screen, but having to come up with the original concepts themselves, they struggled mightily, and they were more worried about, they had a Star Wars deal. They were supposed to do a Star Wars trilogy, so they kind of punted the last season and made it only 6 episodes, so they get to work on Star Wars, but the last episode of House of Game of Thrones was so bad that Star Wars pulled the deal.
Yeah, that's it. So, Zach, you see, that's your homework over the summer
there
before football. Instead of watching Ohio State workout videos off of YouTube.
Their spring game 15 times.
Yeah, I can't say I've rewatched the spring game.
Wow!
I have not.
He's not
shocked.
A football Freddy.
He's not a football. You know how many times Blanket Baker's watched the Louisville spring game now? 17 times.
That's it?
Yeah, Biscuits watched it 5. No idea. Was it on TV? What even on TV was it?
I think it was on the ACC network or something like that.
Actually, totally missed it.
Man, the spring game was on there, but like the open practice, it was.
Okay.
I believe it was on there.
How did I miss that?
I'd rather be at the pool than watch spring games, just saying.
You're a smart man because of that.
Yeah. I'm a football Freddy, but I'm not even like a preseason.
Now, does your apartment have a pool?
Yes.
So that's where you're going to the pool?
Yep.
Indoor, outdoor?
Outdoor.
Whoa!
How's the scenery?
Shout out!
Scenery's not bad.
Yeah, shout out, Zach!
The talent is talenting.
Whoa! This is new.
Okay, I didn't know this.
Look,
okay. So you made some friends, or are you just kind of like in the corner, like or Steven Glansberg? Like, what are we talking about?
A little bit of both. Depends on the day.
You allowed to take a cooler to that pool?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
What do you think I'm doing all day?
The summer of Zachy C continues.
I've been surpassed. It was the summer of Strebel. Now it's the summer of Zachy C. I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my man's going. He's going to Derby. He's going to the UFC. He's got the pool connection.
I got Beer Fest coming up.
You got Beer Fest coming up. I've been the knee. How's that?
Zachy C, look at that. Take it. Take that with your Marvel shirt on.
Yes.
Like $1 million. I like that.
Who's your favorite Avenger?
I don't have a favorite Avenger.
Whoa.
I was hoping he'd say Black Panther.
No, Juneteenth was yesterday. It's not Iron Man. I thought about Iron Man, but...
I like nice pivot. It's not Iron Man.
I mean, Robert Downey, but...
Wow.
Marvel should have taken a break after...
They should have taken a break after
Endgame.
Endgame. Let's read some text. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some sound. How about that?
I mean, yeah, and just super kicked us.
Man. I was like, Shawn Michaels just came out of nowhere, just super kicked us in the face. How the Heartbreak Kid himself, Zach Cantrell. We should call him the Heartbreak Kid from now on because of the super kick. It's like the super kick kicking Marty Jannetty right through the barbershop, Brutus the Barber Beefcake's window. And... That's exactly. Dexter, good series shows never end well. Sopranos didn't end well either. I disagree.
Well, it left it open to interpretation, which is the beauty of the ending of the show, which a lot of people had problems with.
Right.
But I think that's what was intended
to do. But that's what David Chase was going for.
Right.
That's why we still talk about it. 17 years later.
We're still talking about Game of Thrones, but just people are saying how...
Yes.
You know.
Texture, Season 8 is a masterpiece compared to Rings of Power. I refuse to watch Rings of Power. I refuse to watch the Lord of the Rings show. So I hear it's terrible, and I don't want it sullying my memories of the original trilogy with Peter Jackson. Texture, The Boys on Prime is top-notch. I need to catch up on that.
Lieberman's told me that, too. Lieberman's all about that.
I've seen Seasons 1 through 3, and they're all really good, and I like, for whatever reason, I haven't picked it up after season 3. But I didn't even know
there were three seasons.
I think they're on season 5 now.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I think they're on season 5. Yeah. Texture, did you get a new TV? Because we have one TV that some movies look fake. No, we did. That's maybe right, because we did get a new TV. Like, we have a new smart TV and all that stuff now. So maybe just it's higher quality TV, and it shows that stuff more. Of like, it looks cheaper.
I can see that. Get the settings and contrast right. Somebody texted me on the personal bet. Does Zach have a sister?
Yes.
Oh, I think that was in regards to the... Yeah.
Oh,
I
just, for yeah. the... in.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Sorry. We're leaving that alone.
Okay.
But, yep. but yes, yep. I yep.
Sorry, yep. I just didn't know. I was like, oh, that's random. Okay.
Texture, J.J. Redick is going to have the sub Bronny in next year. Yes, he is. Texture, Strebel's right about Kentucky football. Let's just cancel the season. No point in even having it if they don't go undefeated. In his opinion, Strebel hates Kentucky football. That is not my opinion. I don't think you should cancel the season. I don't think you should fire Mark Stoops. I'll get to it later, but I'm sorry. It's just meh. It's meh. It's whatever. It's under 500. That's what it is. Okay? So let's treat it the way it is. Let's not overpraise or underpraise Mark Stoops. Let's just treat it as is. I'll get to that later. Leaving that alone. Texter, what an image. Sweeney arriving to his going away party in style or in a minivan. Texter, Zach's opinion on who? Okay, I don't know. The girl. Have you seen that?
I've seen it.
What's your opinion on her?
Don't I really have one.
You don't have one?
Not really.
Someone just sent me that the other day.
The thumbs up or down?
Yeah.
Balanced?
You gotta pull a Roman Emperor here. You gotta pull a Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator. You either thumbs up or thumbs down. Let's go. All right, if you need thumbs up.
Oh,
there we go.
There it is. Anything we can get. Yeah.
She's no Oilers girl, but
no, the Oiler girl thumbs up.
No, she's multiple thumbs up.
A few, yes. Two thumbs up, as Roger Ebert would say.
Just two?
Yeah. Well, that's all I have is two.
I have a question.
Yeah, okay,
Justin Timberlake's DWI arrest body cam. TMZ's put this out. They're saying it won't be released anytime soon.
Why?
I
want to see.
According to SHPD, the reason why they won't drop the body cam photo now is because specific New York law that deals with the release of public records. Under the law, one of the reasons of not releasing certain records is doing so when it interferes with an ongoing investigation. A rep for Sag Harbor PD said exactly why they're not releasing it at this time.
Well, I want to see that.
Me too.
I want to see JT getting pulled over. He pulled the entire "Do you know who I am?" thing and the arrest.
But everybody applauded. Scottie Scheffler should have done.
Yes,
and you're dunking on him for JT.
Well, no, the one of the arresting officers was like super young.
No idea.
He didn't know.
That is pretty rich.
He was only like 20 years old. And I'm sorry, but Justin Timberlake, he's washed. He's washed. He can't sell tickets anymore. He's going to have to cancel his concert the way Jennifer Lopez did. Like he's not selling out like he thought he would. Like he's on the verge of being washed.
I think my buddy said he's going to Rupp Arena in July to see him, but I think it's sold out.
So that is it really?
I think.
I'm surprised by that because I'm just hearing those tickets aren't flying off the shelves.
So he was born the year that Timberlake and Janet Jackson had their thing. That's crazy.
Do you see that?
Yeah, of course I watched
it. You watch it live?
Oh, yeah.
With your parents?
Yeah.
Because you were how old?
What was that? 10.
Did they make you hide your eyes?
No.
No.
Okay. Let the boy watch.
Yeah, let the boy watch. Let him watch.
What a great one.
I feel it in my plums. All right, let's take a break on the other end. We'll do the sound here, react to that. 4 o'clock, we'll have the Blitz. 5 o'clock, Andy Sweeney from 107.5 The Fan. Hey, guys, if you're out there, and you're just not feeling like yourself. Like the older you get, you just kind of, you're dragging a little bit. You don't feel like getting up off the couch as much. Your kids want to go outside and throw the football or throw a baseball, or you just maybe like me, you had a new arrival and you know how much they demand your attention. If you don't feel like doing any of that stuff, maybe go ahead and get your testosterone looked at. Okay. So if you just don't have energy, you're a little loss of libido, putting on a little weight, getting that belly paunch out there, and you just don't feel like yourself. Bad sleep patterns, those are all signs of low testosterone. So just go online to tristatemenshealth.com. That's tristatemenshealth.com and take the testosterone quiz. The low T quiz takes about 2 minutes, about 10 questions, yes or no answers, very easy to do, and you'll at least have a working idea of where you may be when it comes to your testosterone level. Now, this is nothing to be ashamed of. The older we get, we lose testosterone. It's just the way it is. It's all, you know, evolutionary and physical. Physical and biological. Don't worry, it's not your fault. But if you do take the quiz, you feel like you need some help, go to Tri-State Men's Health. They'll go ahead and they'll take all of your vitals. They'll take your blood. They'll measure your testosterone levels, your PSA levels. They even have the semaglutide there to help you lose some weight. It's $99 for a consultation fee, but if you sign up for a testosterone that day, that fee's waived, and you walk out owing nothing, okay? There's six locations, Cincinnati, Dayton, 2 in Columbus, Ohio, Louisville, and the new office in Northern Kentucky. There's no need to wait. Why wait? Go ahead, call them, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Soccer City, 6 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. That's tonight. So check out Jeff Milby and Benton Newman as they walk through Racing Lou City and everything coming up this weekend. I want to say thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Perfect for your next tailgate or your party. You can 10 boneless wings and wedges for $9.99. Order online, wingzone.com. There's three area locations in Metro Louisville, including the James Strebel Memorial Wing Zone right there by Holy Cross High School. So go check them out today and tell them about ESPN Louisville and where you heard about them. So there we go. All right, 437-9680. So there's a lot of sound today, Phil. Pope's been talking. Cal's been talking. So who do you want to hear from? Let's hear from Mark Pope first.
Okay, let's hear from Popey Boy. He's on with Fanta. I saw that he did a podcast with that just dropped right now. I know we don't have the audio. John Wall.
Oh, whoa!
Yeah, so he just did that. This one's with Fanta.
This one's with John Fanta.
Okay, I'm curious.
The Big East Benny himself, John
Jack
Fanta.
Jack Grossman doppelganger.
Yes, he loves, if you don't know, he loves Ed Cooley. He's a big Ed Cooley guy. So John Fanta asks Mark Pope what his relationship is with John Calipari. Obviously, you supplant the king. You're the new king. Long live the king. But what are his thoughts and his feelings and his relationship with John Calipari before he took the job? Go ahead, Zach.
So, Mark Pope, if I had told you 1 year ago today that you'd be in this seat, obviously, it's been a whirlwind. But what would you have said to me?
I would have said you're crazy. 100%, I would have said you're crazy. I mean, for 100 different reasons. One, Cal was on track to coach here forever, right? He did such unbelievable work here. In his own way, he set a new trajectory for college basketball, which is what so many coaches here at Kentucky have done. They've revolutionized the game in their own way. And two, because I was in an unbelievable situation at BYU. We're super proud of the work we did there, and it's an incredible place to coach and to be affiliated with. And three, sometimes your wildest dreams, they just don't come true, actually, most often. But in this case, they did, my friend.
All right, there you go. So Mark Pope with no bad things to say about John Calipari. And look, as much as, there are some BBN fans out there, and I'm a co-host with one of them, Anna is firmly on the I don't like John Calipari train. I don't think there's going to be this bad blood between Mark Pope and John Calipari. While the games between Kentucky and Arkansas will be interesting just in regards to how the two programs are ascending or descending or however you want to look at it, they'll be viewed as that, but there's not going to be like this bitter rivalry between the two.
No, I think that's just kind of the new age of college basketball. Like with John Calipari and Mark Pope have both taken the high road with not dunking on each other, which I think everyone knows the relationship was strained between Cal and Mitch Barnhart.
That's where the rift is.
But as I've said over and over again, the reason Mark Pope was probably so desirable to Mitch Barnhart is he was much more manageable than John Calipari.
And a team player.
Yeah, and exactly. It's like, hey, you want to go speak to this? Like, it's suggested, but basically I'm implying you really need to do this, and you don't have to worry about the kicking and screaming where John Calipari like, oh, I'm Italian, like when he went to the practice facility. That was his default.
Right.
Versus Mark Pope's like, yeah, what do you need me to do? I'll do it. And you're seeing it with the media rounds, and 100%. I think it's more in line with what Mitch Barnhart wants, more of his pace of that. Now he has much bigger things going on that he needs to worry about micromanaging.
Yes.
Mark
Egos.
Pope. But so I don't think either of them are really going to dunk on it. And look, it's a good PR move for me. I know we don't have the sound, but I'm reading a quote right here. Mark Pope to John Wall, we need your help. Like going out to make extending that olive branch to Cal players that a lot of people thought that was going to be a rift. You saw the civil war that was starting on Twitter with guys like, I'm a University of Arkansas fan now. Like, didn't Malik Monk put something cryptic out?
Like, I'll have to go see some of these games. Or Malik Monk said something to the effect. He's really the only one that I remember that was like going to do that. But other than that, like DeMarcus Cousins had some sound bites from a podcast that made it seem that way. Then later on, he came out and was like, yo, Kentucky's my second home. Like, I always loved the University of Kentucky. So the, quote, Cal guys still are Kentucky guys. And speaking of John Wall, you talked about that podcast. One of the recent recruiting events that Mark Pope was at, John Wall's team was there. And he went out of his way to go, you know, shake Pope's hand and introduce himself and talk. So that's a great point by you.
Yeah, and I think big picture, like, he's going to have to do that because I think there was a lot of concerns of that rift that was going to be there, probably the same way you saw with the 80s players here.
Yeah.
Of like, for the greater good, like, we don't need to be these weird, you know, 80 or 86 teams or 2013, same with the 96 or 2012 or 98 teams. So you got to be on the same page. So that's something that's out there. And I know also with like, so is Tyra Euless, did he get hired by?
He's now at Arkansas.
Okay. So,
but he also made comments like, I still love Kentucky.
And it goes, he's going to be helping out the TBT.
Which, okay. So here's
it puts you in a tough spot.
I'm glad I brought you brought that up because I didn't do a sheet of lies today because I was out to lunch, but I had a lot of things I wanted to talk about. And we'll hold the sound for later, too, because it sounds not going anywhere. So the TBT, Chris Jones is on the TBT for Louisville.
There was a lot of angst toward him last
go. Yeah, there was. I mean, because he was on the Memphis TBT last go around.
Yeah.
And then he had the whole thing where he flopped, and then he did Patino kicked him off the team. Then later he was exonerated because he was alleged to do some things that weren't very good, but then he was exonerated later on. And he has a weird, like, Chris Jones has a weird relationship with U of L. I think U of L fans have a weird relationship with him. So, but here's my point to all this, Phil. Last year, the TBT was treated as this main event, like, we're going to have it in Freedom Hall. Double D is going to be on the radio about it. He's going to be calling the games. We're going to be going out there. Fans are just propping this up like it's Peyton Siva's involved and Shane Bohannon's involved and the entire town. You were here doing radio during this.
Yes.
There were segments. There were shows dedicated to the TBT. I don't get the feeling that this is the case now because Louisville fans are so excited about Pat Kelsey and what he's doing with the actual University of Louisville basketball team. They don't care about the TBT. Like, now, I'm not saying they're not going to pay attention to it or they're not going to go to the games or whatever that may be, that they're not going to follow it, but there's not this yearning for the TBT that there was last year because they were stuck in the dregs of Kenny Payne and that suckness that they had to latch on to something Louisville-related basketball that they would give them joy, give them pleasure. I don't feel like, and Kentucky fans are not talking about the TBT at all. Like, at all. There's no conversation. They don't care.
I think it's a delicate balance for, because, let's be honest, I mean, Mark Lieberman be the coach.
That was a big part of
that. That helped because he was 1,000%. He was on every show doing the car wash, and no disrespect to, you know, somebody like Reese Gaines, but he's just, for whatever reason, just hasn't put himself out there to do the media rounds. Now,
he's not
sure,
distinction the way Lieberman is.
Right. And I think in the, you know, after the NBA draft next week is kind of when they really pick up their, you know, messaging around the TBT on some of the emails. I know Double D's been on and everything. So I think it'll heat up. But look, year two. So the newness is, especially with the Louisville team, is probably worn off a little bit.
Right.
But I think people, just because, but it's in that nice little nook of between now and football season,
sure,
that I think people will get excited.
But do you agree with me in the fact that it's not going to be as fervent because, like, people were so down on Kenny Payne that they wanted nostalgia. They wanted nostalgia of what Louisville basketball used to be.
I mean, I think having somebody, like, I mean, even with Kentucky, I mean, Montrez is, you know, a year removed from being in the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Jones, a lot of people were not happy. I was standing with Ethan Moore and I think Andrew Bosch and others last year. And, I mean, look, Chris Jones chirps. I mean, like,
oh, I know he does.
He chirped, and that Memphis team, they chirped.
They all did.
Yeah. And so I am curious how that dynamic's going to go. It's going to be one of those things. It's like the reason you love DeMarcus Cousins is because he was on your team. The reason Louisville Louisville fans love Montrezl Harrell because he was on your team.
And if apparently Kirk Carissa is the same way.
Who is?
Kirk Carissa, the point guard.
Oh, really?
He has that whole thing where he keeps saying that Luka Doncic stole his number or whatever. Like, because I guess they played in Euros together. I don't know. But he keeps saying that.
That's where I'm going to sound like Jack Grossman's dad and sound like I'm 90 years old and coaches should be wearing suits. It's throwing me off that these players now could go above 5. Like, they're wearing number 77.
Like, that's his number. 77. Yeah. Like, what the hell? I'm with you.
I saw number 8 and number 9. Like, I'm fine with it because I watched the NBA. It's just throwing me off. The adjustment appear. It's the same thing when, like, a lineman could be, like, a different number now than, like, or a quarterback could be number 1.
See, if you're a lineman, back in my day, back in my day, when football was football, when you put your hand in the dirt, it meant something. Like, you had to be, like, 50 through, like,
79.
Yeah, exactly. Then 80s up were for receivers, the wide receivers.
And
exactly.
Tight end, yeah. Yes. And now, but it's thrown me off with basketball. I like, saw a 77 all the quarter, saw a 9. I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
Like, it is such a stupid concept that the referee can go over and have two hands up in the air with their
big. Right. And then the whole thing about it. Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, this ended. Anyways.
Like, Deion Walker's 0.
But yeah, so it's.
Which is awesome.
I think people will gravitate toward it and get excited, but I just think the newness has worn off from last year. I don't know if it'll be as feverish as last year. Just because Lieberman's not on the radio every day talking about it because he's not affiliated with
it. And what made me think about it is Tyler Ulis is the coach for the Kentucky TBT. And, you know, he's one of the most beloved players, not only in the Cal era, but the entire Kentucky basketball era, like history of Kentucky basketball. Like, Tyler Ulis, to some people, is like a top 5 player just because he was smaller than everyone else, but he was like the toughest dude on the court.
And, oh, I remember when Chris showed he took the bow to the temple. And
his eye was cut.
And everyone made bleeding. It blue.
Yeah, it's blue. He bleeds blue. And he had the quote, like somebody that went to high school or knew Tyler Ulis in high school is like, yeah, he may be small, but he'll cut you. Like that type of like everybody loves that dude. Everyone loves that tough, scrappy, smaller dude that doesn't look physically imposing. Like, he doesn't look like Alex Poitras and have sculpted arms. And he looks like he can walk in. Kalina Azubuki, as Tubby
what a,
Smith,
what a pull by
as
you.
Tubby Smith famously said, not agreeing with Tubby Smith's words, but this is what he said, looks like Tarzan plays like Jane. Like that type of deal where, like, you know, Tyler Ulis didn't look like Tarzan, but he played like Tarzan. And I'm sorry I brought that up, but as a young man in my 20s, wanting Kalina Azubuki to be much better than he was good. He's a fine player. I'm not trying to throw Kalina Azubuki under the bus, but Tubby Smith would get frustrated because of his lack of physicality. You didn't have to worry about that with a guy like Tyler Ulis, and that's why Kentucky fans loved him. And with him being the head coach, I thought there'd be more hoopla around it. There's like nothing.
You know what's funny? That was a name I didn't think I would hear from ever again after he got a fizzle at the NBA. You know what he does now?
Who cleaned out the
bookie? He's on the Warriors TV broadcast.
I knew that.
Yeah,
yes.
He's crushing it.
He's
out
good.
There. Yeah, I watch like random NBA TV, you know, Warriors games, and I'm like, huh.
Like, he
looks exactly the same.
I expect to like look up one day and he's going to be on The Jump. Like, that's how, like, is that show still on? No. Shoot. That's Rachel Nichols, right?
That's every bit of
sorry,
3 years
sorry,
away.
Sorry, what's the show now?
It's NBA Today.
NBA Today. Okay.
So real creative.
Maybe there he'll, is on the screen
maybe,
right now.
Maybe
NBA
he'll
today.
Be on Cold Pizza.
Dude, Cold Pizza.
Oh, Jay Crawford.
Jay Crawford. And who is his co-host? The lady?
God, Hannah
was her
Storm.
Name?
Hannah
Storm.
I'm picturing her face. Dana.
Dana Jacobson.
Dana Jacobson. That's it. That's why we had you on here, Zach.
She was most famous for getting drunk at the Mike and Mike roast.
Yes, she was. She was hammered at the Mike and Mike roast. Yes, but I forgot. Dana Jacobson. That's where the birth of First Take. It was Woody Page and Skip Bayless was the first incarnation of First Take.
The only thing would have made that better than The Jump as if you said Cold Pizza.
If I
or
said
the
cold
sports
pizza.
Reporters.
Yeah, sports
something.
Reporters, which has been gone for a long time.
Stump the Schwab.
John Saunders.
Yep.
Stump the Schwab. That's
my
another.
Show.
Yeah, you like Stump the Schwab.
Of course I did.
How about that? I like that
I was
very
a trivia
much.
Trivia nerd. Still am.
I can see that. Are you good at trivia? Like just round trivia? Like,
oh, yeah. Sports right. trivia, I'm
so,
boss.
Well, so, okay. I'm going to go get some cards out here in the final 5 minutes. You all want to have a
I'm
trivia
fine.
Off? Okay, so
well,
take
he'll
that,
beat,
Diener.
He'll beat me sports.
Okay.
I already proved I beat him on
the
Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles.
Yeah,
okay, so stall for a second.
Music.
I'm going to get some cards.
Okay. Yeah, get some. While that. You're doing that, I'm going to read some texts, okay? Well, while Phil gets some cards, we'll read some texts. Texter, EAS test something's coming.
Yeah, they just did a test.
Like, they said EAS test?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think anything's going to happen, Texter, although I am conspiratorial. politically inclined, they still do that. Remember the time that Tom Jurich did the EAS during a Kentucky broadcast when they were playing in the Yum Center? Remember that? He hit the button. He took Matt Jones off the air. Texter, Strebel is still looking at Wendy's commercials asking, where's the beef?
Good old Dave Thomas.
Thomas.
Happy old man. Wendy's what? From Columbus.
Really? Wendy's is Columbus. So Dave Thomas is an Ohio man.
That's right.
He's an Ohioan. I did not know that. How about that? Yeah. Wendy was actually his daughter.
Go bring back yellow Wendy's.
Yeah, bring back yellow. Yes, the salad. But they used to have a salad soup bar at Wendy's, too, back in the day.
I do remember that.
Oh, yeah. I never ate it, but it was there. All right, so you have some cards.
All right, I got some. Right, so, okay, what do we want to do? Like, we want to start with sports or pop culture?
The reason we're doing this,
an EAS test went off. We don't know if you are listening or not, so.
You may have turned the channel. And,
five minutes at the top of the hour. It's either this or Mark Pope breaking down.
John Calipari whining. So it's,
yeah. Okay, what do we want first?
Pop culture's fun.
Pop culture, okay.
Okay.
What was Taylor Swift's first song on the chart Billboard Hot 100?
Tim McGraw.
I think Strebel had
that. He did.
Okay, so that's what up.
Was it right?
Yeah, that was right.
All right.
What 1997 movie features Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones as undercover secret agents who are police?
Eagle Eye.
Incorrect.
Oh, man.
Police extraterrestrials.
No, it's not.
What is
it's,
it?
Police extraterrestrials.
No. Yeah. It's the,
what is it?
Oh,
Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Why did I say Eagle Eye? That was a Shia LaBeouf movie.
So are we?
He got it wrong first.
But you got it wrong. So I guess Zach. Yeah, but Zach, you said it first.
How did I not get Men in Black?
Let's see. Here's another one. Before embarking on a solo career, Beyonce was part of
Destiny's Child.
I think Zach got that one.
I think he got me.
All right. Yeah. Do we want to get the sports?
Do
or
a sports
pop?
One. Yeah.
Okay. Which MLB team does Brad Pitt play the general manager for?
Okay. That was me. Yeah.
That was Zach. 2-2. All right.
Billy Bean.
Which NFL team is Kevin Costner the general manager?
Damn it. Draft Day. It's a terrible movie.
All right.
That movie's terrible. You're right.
Actually, a sneaky guilty pleasure. I've watched
really?
It.
Really? You like Draft Day?
It's just like you can turn your brain off, and it's like Dennis Leary's all grimy. And just
what happened to him?
I always get him and James Wood mixed up. If you follow James Wood's Twitter account, you can. That's probably an insult thing. Let's see. What 1994 Quentin Tarantino movie stars John Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
All right. So are we tied right now?
They were tied. Yeah,
we are.
Mitchell Hannigan's texting me. I don't know what that's about.
Oh,
maybe listen. Okay.
Oh, boy.
What actor?
I know what he's texting you about. The trivia thing I did with Biscuit where he roasted me for an entire show. And Mitch, it was not factually correct what you were saying. But go ahead.
Now known as Meta, Facebook was originally named what?
Oh, this I don't know.
Don't overthink
Facebook?
Facebook was originally named.
Don't overthink it.
Facebook.
That's incorrect. Close. Think of the social network.
Oh.
So, does it have something to do with the Winklevosses?
No.
What is it?
The Facebook.
It's just the Facebook. Okay, gotcha.
Remember Justin Timberlake looks and it's like, who's the?
Yeah, okay. You're right. Yep. Yeah, that's a good movie.
Great movie.
Jesse Eisenberg, I can't stand watching him in anything, but he was the perfect Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes,
he was great.
Let's see. The TV talk show People Are Talking helped launch the media career of which renowned celebrity?
Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah, that's you. I forgot score. What score right now?
I'm the lead now.
Okay. Which Titanic actor appeared in the children's TV show Romper Room?
Billy Zane.
I have a child. No. Close, though.
Kate Winslet.
Leo DiCaprio.
Leo was on the Romper Room. I didn't know that because Billy Zane was on some, I believe, was on some like childhood show.
Who penned the 2018 autobiography Becoming?
Ron Jeremy.
God, you couldn't be further from the answer, but I'm happy.
Becoming. Autobiography. Is it a politician?
Loosely.
Jesse Ventura.
Trump. Michelle Obama.
Oh, Michelle Obama. I didn't read that. I don't read anything from Obama. What are you talking about? She's not news.
She's a man.
How much time do we have?
Last one.
Okay. Yeah. What book holds the record for the fastest selling book in history?
Fastest selling book? Da Vinci Code.
Incorrect.
Bible?
Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I see. Okay.
Let's get you one.
All right, one more.
Call me Ishmael is the first line.
Moby Dick. Damn it. I've actually read Moby Dick, too. You, right?
That's a second reference. Okay.
Yeah. One more as a tiebreaker.
What Nicholas Sparks book about a young socialite and her lifelong crush was made into a movie? Okay, so
I win.
Okay, but that was impressive, Zach. You see?
That was good. That was good. That was a good head-to-head matchup.
Hopefully the EAS stuff is off and it's you can over listen now. To us. So that's why we were filling space right there.
Because EAS was interrupting the show. Next, we'll get to the Blitz. We'll go back to sports, and we'll play this Calipari sound. We'll play it at 4:30, Zach. Does that sound like a plan to you? Sports next! 4:30, we'll do that. All right, so let's go ahead and tell our friends about Sonatrol of Louisville. That's right, Sonatrol of Louisville is the number one security company rated not in just Louisville, but in Kentucky. That's because they have 355-star reviews on Google. That's not the only reason, because their customer service is second to none. They have the best technology. They have the best as it comes to a guarantee, no false alarms, because those false alarms, if they pile up, they end up costing you money down the road. So no false alarms. They'll come out and they'll install the security for your home or your business, and they'll also maintenance that security down the road. Check them out online, sonatrolky.com, or give them a call, 502-966-8999. Locally and family owned and operated for over 35 years. That's why we love them here on the Roundtable. We love our local businesses. They don't just do security either. They do cameras, badge access, fire monitoring, and more. You can do it all from your phone, sonatrolky.com.